West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, concerns over the weather this weekend have already resulted in cancellations or postponements of a number of local events for the weekend. But as of Friday morning, the annual Waco Fest on Saturday is still a go.
We have children's games at the playground area on the basketball court all day long, which everything down there is free.
Event organizers promoting Waco Fest on a recent Kiss 102.7 morning show with Jessica Kay. This year's event features the first ever Waco Fest singing competition.
They have a full schedule for the competition on the inside auditorium. They have 20 contestants who will be competing for the grand prize, which is $500. And 4 hours of studio time. And that is being sponsored by Bain Dental. And then on the outside stage, we have two bands for the day, the Jeffrey Holtze Band and the Randall Robinson Band.
And the All Day Waco Fest begins at 8 o'clock Saturday morning in downtown Waco. A little later on Saturday, the Harrelson County Veterans Association hosting its first annual barbecue grill-off in nearby Tallapoosa. That event from 2 o'clock until 7 Saturday at Helton Howland Park features kids' activities and vendors and awards cash prizes to the top three grillers. The Harrelson County Board of Education on Friday hosting the first two of three scheduled hearings before adopting the millage rate of 14.548. The rate is unchanged from last year. However, due to an increase in the county's tax digest, it will result in an increase in property taxes by 1.10%.
The reason we have to have hearings, if you know, when the digest comes up, if it is increased at all, even though we don't plan on raising the millage rate, we've never done that. This will be my 10th time setting it here. This will be one of three times we plan on keeping the rate the same. Unfortunately, that is considered an increase.
Harrelson County School Superintendent Jerry Bell.
The rollback rate, if we chose to go with the rollback rate, would be 14.39. We've got ours at 14.548, and that's what we plan on keeping it. You're only talking an increase in the digest as a whole of 1/16 of a point. You know, there's a lot of things that unexpected increases to our budget. The governor came out twice last year with raises for all employees. Only a small portion of that's given by the state. And then much of that has to be funded locally. That was several $100,000 that we incurred.
And the third and final public hearing for the tax increase is to be held at the Harrelson County Board of Education room in Tallapoosa, Monday, September 23rd at 6 o'clock p.m. I'm Colin Worthington.